Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Q3 FY 2023 earnings conference call of Ashoka Buildcon Limited, hosted by Centrum Broking Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ashish Shah from Centrum Broking Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. On behalf of Centrum Broking, I welcome all the participants to the Q3 FY 2023 results earnings call of Ashoka Buildcon Limited. We have from the management, Mr. Satish Parakh, Managing Director, Mr. Paresh Mehta, who is the CFO of the company. We have the opening remarks from the management, and we'll be following that with the Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ashish. Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to extend my warm welcome to everyone on this earnings call for third quarter and nine months that ended December 31, 2022. I have Mr. Paresh Mehta, our CFO, along with me on the call. Let me now give an update on the equity sale of ACL Projects. As mentioned earlier, we have signed up for an asset sale transaction of Ashoka Concessions Limited for five SPVs by entering into a share subscription and share purchase agreement with Galaxy Investment II Private Limited, an affiliated entity of KKR. The deal is to be completed soon after receiving required approvals from the lenders, NHAI, and other relevant stakeholders, and completion of certain condition precedents. We have received approvals from a few lenders and other stakeholders. We are still in process of completing the balance CPs. Meanwhile, we have received an extension of the period for the fulfillment of CPs from our investors. The deal transfers the entire share capital of these five BOT SPVs, including repayment of shareholders' loan for an aggregate consideration of 1,337 crores. The total proceeds received will be utilized to facilitate the exit of SBI Macquarie from Ashoka Concessions Limited and allowing SBI Macquarie to exit the company fully. Further transfer of these five SPVs will reduce the consolidated project debt of ABL by 2,850 crores. Also, we have executed a share purchase agreement with National Investment and Infrastructure Fund for sale of 100% equity of Chennai ORR for an aggregate financial consideration of 686 crores. Out of 686 crores, ABL is expected to receive 450 crores and 250 crores towards loan repayment, around rupees 200 crore towards its 50% equity stake in SPV. Recently, we have executed a share purchase agreement with National Investment and Infrastructure Fund for sale of equity of Jaora-Nayagaon Road project for an aggregate financial consideration of 691 crores. Post this transaction, the company will remain with the following major projects in highway portfolio. Three fully owned annuity projects, which is Hungund, Talikot, Bagewadi, Saundatti, and Kesoram, and the fully owned portfolio of 11 HAM projects. Coming to HAM projects, we have executed a concession agreement with NHAI worth 1,079 crores for the development of six-lane access control greenfield project at Baswantpur to Singnodi section of NH 150C on hybrid annuity mode under Bharatmala Pariyojana. The construction period is 912 days, and the operation period is 15 years. We have also achieved financial closure for the same, and we have received appointed date on 13 November 2022. We received pre-COD of our TS1, which is Malasandra-Karadi on NH 206. also received pre-COD of our Kandi to Ranastalam, Ramsampale of NH-161. The total equity requirement of 11 HAM projects is about 1096 crores, of which we have already invested 901 crores as on December 2022. Coming to our order book, as mentioned, we have achieved a robust inflow. Some of the key large orders received in the from 1st October are as follows. So we were L1 in EPC project in Kerala of 1668.5 crores in November 2022, followed by an LOA we got for the same project in December 2022. And now the appointed date also is given from 1st February 2023. Then secondly, we received LOA for EPC project in Bihar of rupees 2161 crores in January 2023. This is a project of construction of 4-lane elevated corridor of Danapur-Bita in Bihar on EPC mode. Then we were awarded project of 754.57 crores for Madhya Pradesh Purva Kshetra Vidyut Vitran Company for power distribution infra in Balaghat Circle, Satna Circle and Riva Circle of MP. We also received LOI from UP Power Distribution Utility Company for a project of 807.64 crores in January 2023, again for development of distribution infrastructure at Aligarh and Agra zone. Our balance order book as on date is 19,150 crores. The breakup of 19,150 crores order book as on date is roads and railway projects comprise around 12,455 crores, which is 65% of the total order book. Among the road project order book, HAM projects are to the tune of 2,363 crores and EPC road projects are worth 8,653 crores and railway is around 1,439 crores. Power, T&D and others account for around 3,669 crores, which is approximately 19% of the total order book. The total EPC building segment is 2,996 crores, which is 16% of the total order book. And EPC work of CGD business comprises of around 29 crores. Let me reiterate that our focus remains to build strong EPC business in segments of highways, railways, power, T&D and buildings. The current order book of 19,150 crore provides us with good visibility of EPC business growth. Our asset portfolio. We have already built 11 HAM projects. In terms of new project building, our priority will remain on HAM projects and strengthen the HAM project portfolio. This is all from my side. I would now request Mr. Paresh Mehta to present the financial performance of Q3 and 9 months of FY23. Thank you.
Good afternoon. The result presentation and the press release for the quarter have been uploaded on the stock exchanges and the company website. I'm sure you must have had time to go through the same. Now I would present the financial results for the third quarter dated December 31st, 2022. Starting with the consolidated results, the total income for Q3 FY23 grew by 35% year-on-year to Rs. 1,996 crores. As compared to Rs. 1,475 crores in Q3 FY22. EBITDA stood at 530 crores for Q3 FY23 as with a margin of 26.6%. Profit after tax is at 138 crores in Q3 FY23. For 9 months FY23, total revenue was 5757 crores, up by 41% year on year. The EBITDA stood at 1,518 crores with a margin of 26.4%. Profit after tax stood at rupees 339 crores. Coming to the standalone numbers, the total income for Q3 FY23 stood at rupees 1,590 crores as compared to 1,133 crores in the corresponding quarter last year, registering a growth of 40%. EBITDA for the quarter was at rupees 147 crores with an EBITDA margin of 9.3%. The company reported a net profit for after tax of rupees 67 crores in Q3 FY23. For 9 months FY23, total revenue was 4,140 crores, up by 39% year-on-year. The EBITDA stood at rupees 465 crores with a margin of 10.5%. Profit after tax stood at rupees 237 crores. As you are all aware, due to equity sales transitions, we are not recognizing interest income from SV in our books and it has reduced the EBITDA. Also, EBITDA margins have been impacted mainly due to inflationary pressures and higher competitive biddings in some of the projects in the during the COVID period. During Q3 FY23, BOT division recorded a toll collection of 291.4 crores as against rupees 251 crores in Q3 FY22 and rupees 275 crores in Q2 FY23. Total consolidated debt as on 31st December 2022 stood at rupees 6,987 crores, of which project debt is 5,942 crores, of which rupees 2,833 crores stand for the 5 BOT projects. NCD stood at rupees 200 crores at ACL level. The standalone debt is at 846 crores, which comprises of 146 crores of equipment loan and 699 crores of working capital. Out of the total consolidated debt of rupees 6,987 crores, rupees 2,833 crores will be transferred along with the 5 assets of the BOT projects and also 130 crores of the Jaora-Nayagaon project on exit. Post the sale transactions, the effective consolidated debt would be around 4,024 crores. With this, we now open the floor for question answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. You may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. So our first question is on the margins. While our top line has grown at a very healthy pace, it's not translating into EBITDA, EBITDA excluding other income. In fact, our EBITDA margin is below around 8%. I think closer to 8% over the last 3 quarters. How should one look forward to, let's say for FY24, FY25, can you go back to 10% given the current order book?
As we had spoken in the last con call for September 22, margins have been subdued due to a couple of reasons like competitive bidding during our COVID period where competition was high. Escalation has also contributed to that because which has changed the budgets have been revised from upper side. In certain cases when projects have been completed and they are on completion stage and for PCOD, there are also extra costs incurred for closing the completion certificates. Costs had to be incurred for handing over the asset to the authority. So these were reasons which contribute to the low margins. We believe that this probably will go up to another couple of quarters when then we can start looking at better EBITDA numbers because the recent contracts are at a better margin.
So when you say better margins, are we aspiring to 10%, 11%? What kind of margin we are looking at?
In the range of 9.5-10% should be definitely looked at.
Okay. So my second question is on the deal which we I think we have done around three sale deal now. When do you expect all of them to close, and how much money will flow to the company post all these sales and executing all liabilities?
So, described, the KKR deal will fetch us 1,337. That is expected to close by Q2 of next year. Between Q1 and Q2 of next year, we should be able to close it. Wherein 1,337 will flow in. On the Chennai Aura deal, we expect to close it before the Q1 of next year. So by June, definitely we should be through with the transaction, which will fetch the company around 450 crores. And on the Jaora-Nayagaon sale, believe Q2 next year would be the time when the transition would get over, which will fetch us approximately 400 odd crores.
And we have to pay the 12 billion to Macquarie. That's fair number.
SBI Macquarie would be for the SBI Macquarie exit, we'll have to pay 1200 crores from these receipts.
Will you pay anything extra, sir, over and above because of your delay in closing the transaction? So interest payment.
No. So at present, there is definitely not any. It's a freeze amount, so that will have to be paid.
Understood, sir. Lastly, sir, on the distribution, we are looking to get more and more order in UP or let's say in MP. Mostly, it looks like it's reform development link saving scheme tenders. So, what are the EBITDA margin expectations in these tenders?
On the power utility contract which we have got in the near past, we are expecting a range of 10 to 11% of EBITDA margins in these projects.
And how do you see these portfolios are going forward? I think a large amount of order I think is in the pipeline.
So we'll continue to bid for power projects also. So there is a pipeline, and but we'll target that our ratio of roads and other projects would be in the range of 60-65 to others.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mahesh Bendre from LIC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Yeah. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Okay, sure. Sir, the agreement with KKR, I think earlier expectations was that we will close by March. Now we are talking about Q2 next year. So why we are looking for 6 months of extension?
So we expect all our CPs to get over by between March and May. And then when they do a drawdown, they will take another 40-45 days. Basically, the delay is on account of NOCs from the lenders and NHI. NHI also takes its own time to sort out claims and other matters so as to fetch the NOC from them.
Okay, sure. And sir, the margins, operating margins have come off significantly for the last 7 quarters. So you said another 2 quarters it will take time to recover. So, will it go further down or they will stabilize here for at least next 2 quarters?
We believe that this should be okay. We should maintain at least minimum this. We will probably increase after a couple of quarters.
Okay, sure. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one now. We have the next question from the line of Jitendra Petkar from JD Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, and thank you for the opportunity. My question is to Mr. Paresh Mehta, and this is about the EPS for the 9 months ended 31st December this year, or 22. I believe there was some correction and clarification after the results were initially published. And the EPS stands at 11.91. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
And as compared to the previous year, it is 8.07 for the 9 months ended 31st December 21. Right?
For
and,
the
and then we see the for the year last year ended 31st March 2022, the EPS has grown almost twice from 8 to 16. We can understand that the last quarter fetches more accruals, but do we expect the same thing for this 9 months to the next quarter as well?
On the CA, there was an exceptional item of 326 crores. Reversal of liability for our exit of our investment.
Yes, I'm talking without the exceptional item. The last two rows.
Yeah, 16.
You know, that is without the exceptional
yeah, so,
item.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So that is generally, so for the quarter, for generally the March quarter fetches more revenue and profitability. So we expect that that should happen in the same way.
This time also, it is, yeah, because it's quite, you know, sudden jump as we can see. Almost 3 quarters earnings are accrued in just the last quarter. So, is that guidance also for this
so
time?
There were bonuses and others recognized, but at present we'll maintain say 15-20% higher quarter on quarter. But we'll see at the end of the quarter how the performance of all the projects and completions happen, based on which maybe any bonus or otherwise is recognized.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Abhyankar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. So we have got around 190 billion orders now, and we are clocking in a revenue of around 6, so 3 book-to-bill ratio. So should we expect that there will be a sudden or a gradual revenue ramp up in the next 2 years?
Yeah, based on the order book, we should definitely see a ramp up in the execution. For the quarter, for 9 months, we are already 39% up. So coming quarters also, we see ramp up, and 23-24 also should see a better performance.
So what kind of number should we consider for 24?
I believe 20-25% minimum should be feasible.
Good. Okay. Right. And so given this order size, will we go slow on any new order inflows?
See, now going ahead, since our order project is already achieved, going ahead, we will be selective in bidding. But definitely, bidding activity will continue.
Okay, and so just what is the executable order book as of December 21 of the 161 million?
Can you repeat your question?
What is the executable order book? Like everything is right now being executed?
See, out of this only building order book is a little delayed.
Okay.
Say around 1500 crores. Otherwise, everything is executable.
Understood. And sir, can you also give me the inventory, trade receivables, contract asset, trade payables, order liability as of December?
You would want the inventory?
Yeah, trade receivables, contract assets. Trade payables and contract
liabilities. So, receivables all in net of ECL would be 1,192 crores. The unbilled revenue would be 1,528 crores.
Okay.
And advances against that would be around 815 crores.
Eight one, sorry.
Yeah. That's it.
So payables, you said how much?
Payables would be approximately 1,147 crores.
1,147 crores. Okay, sir. That's all. Thank you.
And stock would be 297
crores. That was sir, inventory. I forgot inventory.
Yeah. Inventory is 1,297 crores.
1,297 crores.
No, 297.
Achha, 297. Sure. Thanks a lot, sir. All.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prem Khurana from Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Broker. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my questions and congratulations on good set of numbers this quarter, especially on the order business. So just to understand our KKR transaction a little better, so as far as I know, I think Dankuni Kharagpur, we don't have COD in place and...
Sorry to interrupt, may we request you to keep your mic a little bit farther from your mouth and speak, please?
Is it better now?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
So Dankuni Kharagpur, I think we still don't have COD in place and the concession agreement says you're allowed to exit only if you have COD. I think we were in discussion with the NHAI kind of get the term corrected. What's the status there? And also, if you help us understand on Chennai ARR, the partner was under NCLT, right? So, there, I mean, have you made any progress in terms of acquiring the stake from the partner that you were supposed to?
Right. So, on the Dankuni project, let me clarify, we received COD in September 21. So already 1.5 years is over. So that is status on Dankuni. So their exit is not a challenge. We are already requesting for, there is already a circular for reduction to 1 year. So I think so that is possible. On the Chennai ORR transaction, our partner who was under NCLT, he is already out of the NCLT proceedings and one of the investors have already, I mean, potential bidders have already bought it out. So now they are free from any restrictions of doing business.
So there is no challenge in their disposing of those shares.
Sure. And on this KKR transaction, because there are 5 assets involved, so yeah. All these 5 need to go together or we could sell these on piecemeal basis? So let's say, I mean, if we have approvals and everything in place, CPs are compliant for 4 out of 5. Is it possible to sell 4 and then wait for the person to kind of have everything in place and then transfer? Or is it that, I mean, you would have to transfer all the 5 as a single bunch?
Intention is to do it as a bunch. What would happen is there may be a timing difference once they have a certainty that all the 5 is happening.
Sure. And so on order addition, I mean, we've had seriously good order addition till this time. But how much more are we targeting in Q4 and possible to share, I mean, how many tenders we would have already placed the bids for and how's the prospect pipeline looking like?
So looking at order book, you know, our target order book is almost done, like, and we'll be very selective in bidding projects now. So our focus would remain on HAM projects and some specialized structures. As far as power distribution is concerned, we have, you know, enough orders in hand. As far as railways is concerned, we still will opt for bidding in some selective stretches.
Okay. And just to clarify on the recent two NHAI EPC orders, I think numbers that we have in place, it seemed as though, I mean, our bids were lower than the base cost estimate. So how do you explain the discount, the base cost estimate, and would it be possible for us to kind of deliver the kind of margin that we target, I mean, if it has been below the base cost? I think Bihar had a larger variance and even Kerala was below the base cost, which was there from the NHAI.
Yeah, basically these are all design build structures, so cost of every bidder will vary. We had bid at a good margin, both the projects, Bihar and Kerala.
Okay, so we are confident that 10-odd% that we target on a blended basis would be possible.
Yeah, absolutely, there is nothing to worry.
Yeah. Awesome, thank you, and all the very best for future.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Vishal Periwal from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. First is on revenue guidance which you have given for FY23, which is like around 25 odd percent range. If you just do the working implied for the fourth quarter, it's coming like flattish to marginal decline. So will that be fair understanding?
See, overall for the year, we'll clock around 30%.
Okay, okay. And next is on our margins. I think you did mention, like, you know, the initial commentary from sir, it was a comment like, you know, for the next few quarters, it will be like, you know, weakish sort of margin. So when you say few quarters, like, would you like to quantify number of quarters that we'll have this kind of margins?
So this basically will depend on completion of projects which we have picked up at aggressive nature in COVID period when, you know, all the qualifications were diluted. So till the completion of that, so maybe another 3-4 quarters, our margins will be depressed. The new orders which we are taking are again at comfortable margins. So that will start improving as the mix changes.
Okay. So is it coming from any particular segment? If not any particular project you want to highlight, any segment, roads or maybe non-roads?
Some road projects, then other building projects, even the railway projects where we have taken in JV, where JV charges are to be paid. So it's all mixed. So this maybe 3, 4, 5 projects will get over by another 3, 4 quarters and our mix will start improving.
Yeah. Okay, okay. And one last, which is more of a, from a number point of view, I think there was clarification from a project like Chennai Aura, which we have sold, we will fetch around 450 odd crores. But the PPT mentioned the equity is something like in the range of 690 or 700 crores. So what is the difference, if you can clarify?
So 690 is the total consideration. There will be some year-end adjustment, working capital adjustments on the SPV, which will net fetch the shareholders 650 crores, of which 450 will be paid to Ashoka Buildcon and 200 will be paid to the GVR, the other partner. Our equity is split into equity and debt provided for the SPV, 200 plus 250.
That's the total match.
We have, as an investment, so we have done like 450 in the same, in terms of like, you know, the same that we are getting back in this sale. Or that's fair to understand?
Pardon?
No, you mentioned like, you know, 200 crores are debt, 250 is equity.
No, 250 is the debt and equity is 100 crores which we put in, 98 crores we put in, against which we'll get around 200 crores.
Okay, okay, sure, sure. Sure. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rikesh Parikh from Rockset Capital LLP. Please go ahead.
Yes. Thanks for the opportunity. So just wanted to understand more of the KKR deal side. Now we are targeting a Q1 or Q2 of the next year. So, do you think further delay will be possible or this will be the final timeline by which we should be receiving the money?
I don't think so there is any other delay. I think so this should conclude by June. I'm just keeping a safety margin. June should be the period when we should be able to conclude.
Okay. And second thing is on our HAM project, we have been mentioning that we are looking at innovate or fail to investor. Any movement on that side?
So we have bankers working on the transaction and we'll see as soon as we get proper offers, we'll come back to the investors for what is actually happening on the...
But we are already exploring that possibility.
And the last thing, once we have this exit of this fee stake, probably in FY24, we'll be comfortable on the debt equity side. So how do we look at it from the debt equity point of view? We'll be looking at from the going forward basis post that.
So generally, as we have disclosed in the previous quarters, we would like to be a multi-sector EPC player. Though in the road sector, HAM is one model, which is typically for a few, for the initial period, it's a captive project, but we would like to monetize it. So we'll generally try to keep a low consolidated going forward once these transactions are through, including the HAM transactions.
Thank you. That's it from me.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ash Shah from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
So can you just provide some timeline on the non-moving projects from the building segment? So for example, the Maldives or the D.Y. Patil or the D.Y. Patil Hospital and other projects which are not moving. When do you expect that?
So Maldives we expect in coming quarter to, by March it should be cleared. D.Y. Patil may take some more time. And other all projects are moving smoothly.
Why is the delay for the D.Y. Patil? I mean, if you could provide some color on that.
For D.Y. Patil, this was a concession agreement between Port Authority and D.Y. Patil. And there is some dispute between the parties. So the EPC takeoff has been delayed.
Okay. Next is, have you started working on the sewage treatment plan that you have received from MCGM?
MCGM work has already started now.
Okay. And coming back to the earlier participant's question on the asset monetization, could you just throw some light on how many HAM assets are we planning to sell and what is the equity that we have invested in for those assets?
So, from a overall concept, we are planning to sell all the 11 projects, though a couple of projects are still under construction. I mean, substantial construction is pending. The total equity to be invested in these projects are in the range of 1,050 plus crores, of which 900 crores is already invested. So, that's what we intend to monetize.
Okay. Thank you. And last question, can you just provide what will be the uses of the excess cash that we receive from all the transactions, for example, KKR or Chennai ORR and what will be the capital allocation for the same?
Presently, we have not, we have a couple of options which we are taken, like whether to reduce working capital debt or to whether to pay the investors certain monies in the form of buyback or dividend. But those options will be exercised once we come to that stage when good certainty of cash is there, cash inclusion there. Maybe somewhere in Q2 next year.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. That's all from myself.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohit Natarajan from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Thank you for this opportunity. So my question is more to do with these monetization of BOT projects. We are, post the payment to SBI Macquarie, I think somewhere around 1500 crore kind of cash will be there. But those will be at ACL level. Is there any withholding tax or some tax consideration to upstream it to the parent level?
No. The instruments which held by ABL in ACL or to be held by ABL in ACL would be in the form of CCDs and typically would not attract any withholding tax kind of a structure. It would be redemption of CCDs or repayment of loans of ABL to ACL.
Sure. Sir, in the HAM projects that we have at the portfolio at this point in time, I understand the equity is almost like 900 crore you have invested in. What are the loans advances to these projects?
So, given the loans, already once I just tell you the number, total loans on HAM projects is to the tune of 2,563 as of date.
Advances from your side, the parent side, to these HAM projects, not the loans on the books.
No, so the equity is, whatever equity we have communicated, that is all that has been invested from ABL, either through ACL or directly by ABL.
Okay.
It's 901 crores.
Sure. Got it. Got it. I got it. I got that. Sure. So my final question is more to do with, I understand that you have said on the margin part, you will be, maybe, you know, there will be some pressure in the few more quarters. But in the longer term horizon, are we looking at those double digit what we used to do in the past? Is that something in horizon?
Yes, yes, definitely. I mean, we are looking at a double digit margin going forward. And this is the way we have bid for the projects also, which are new projects added to the portfolio.
Sure. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parvez Qazi from Nuvama Group. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon and thanks for taking my question. So a couple of questions from my side. Can we get the equity infusion schedule for whatever is the pending equity that we need to do?
So approximately 197 crores of equity will be pending as of date, of which 64 crores will be invested in by March end. 92 crores will be spent between 23-24 and in 24-25, 41 crores. That is the schedule of investment of equity for the HAM projects.
Okay. And what was the revenue breakup for Q3? Would it be possible to get it in terms of various segments?
For quarter?
Yeah, for the quarter.
So, in the road sector, it was 1,121 crores. In the power, it was 152 crores. Railway, it was 139 crores. CGD and other sector was approximately 80 crores. And RMC, 61 crores.
And lastly, what was the capex that we incurred in Q3 or 9 months, and whatever number that's available?
For 9 months, approximately 51 crores was spent on capex, of which in Q3 it was 28 crores.
Sure, sir. Thanks and all the best for future.
Right.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jiten Rushi from Access Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Sir, on the revenue breakup, so can you give us the 9 month revenue breakup segment wise?
Yeah. For roads, it is 2973 crores. Hmm? Power, 452 crores. Okay. Railway, 476 crores.
Yeah.
CGD and other segments is approximately 240 crores and RMC 160 crores.
And sir, on the capex, as you said, 9 months is 51 crores. So what would be the Q4 capex number and next year? Because of the high order backlog, so we expect execution to pick up from next year. So what would be the capex number for Q4 and next year, sir?
In the coming 5 quarters, probably we'll invest approximately 250 crores. On
capex. 250 crores, okay.
Yeah, coming 5 quarters. Yeah.
Basically, next Q4 and next year, you'll be investing 250 yeah. crores combined.
Yeah.
And sir, obviously, you've given the details like on the order inflow, we will not be looking for order inflows this quarter aggressively. But sir, any view on the next year order inflow target in terms of segments and also at what kind of margin we look at? Obviously, we have, as you said correctly, that margins have been compromised this time because of aggressive bidding. But what about recoup in margins from next year? Are we looking to recoup or we will see aggressive bidding to continue and we will participate in that or we will abstain from participating because of the high order backlog?
See, now going ahead, we definitely will be selective. As a complete, if you see the history of Ashoka, we have been conservative in bidding. Only during COVID period, we had been aggressive. And going ahead, definitely, we'll come back to our original margins.
The projects which you have won this year are in double digit EBITDA, like 12-13% of what used to won last time? Or
yeah. Current projects are all in double digit. Yeah.
Sir,
hello.
Sorry, sir. We are not
in terms of order inflows next year.
Next year, order inflow will be like we would be focusing more on HAM projects than EPC roads,
and definitely power and railways.
Okay. Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the rest.
Thank you. There is a follow-up question from the line of Ash Shah from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity again. I just wanted to know that we were planning to monetize our CGD business also. So is there any update on that front or how is it right now?
Yeah. So on the CGD business, we are at a very, very, very advanced stage and we should be coming to the investors shortly on what is the transition.
And how much have we invested in this business till now?
So there are approximately 66 crores invested in this business.
Okay, and this will be consumed.
Ashoka will share. Both parties put together approximately 135 crores.
135. Okay, and by when will we come to know approximately? I mean, by March this end, or it will get postponed to the next chapter?
Definitely before March.
Okay, yeah, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harshal Kothari, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So my question is regarding the arbitrage award that we have got for the Lurk project, which is going to be eventually transferred to KKR. So previously it was mentioned that, you know, the whatever arbitrage award we will win, it would be taken by Ashoka Concessions. So now how the proceeds are going to be?
Yeah, so whatever extension of days we have got in this project, Lurk project, will be converted into value and they'll be paid upfront to CBL.
Okay, have we come to the amount or still it's pending?
Yes, we have already discussed the amount and once we have a final transition in place, we'll definitely communicate.
Sure. And regarding the solar project, what is the update on that and how the things are proceeding there?
In solar projects, MNRE has given guidelines for giving extension to this project as well as giving this BCD exemption. And even the solar module prices have come down.
Oh.
So as of now, we are still focusing on completing all balance of works, which should happen by March end. And module placement negotiations are underway and we should be able to place the orders very soon.
Okay. Regarding the 500 crore NCD or the debt that we are looking to raise in the new board meeting, so what's the basic reason to raise this funds?
So basically, if you see our working capital debt, approximately is around 800 odd crores, 860 crores. This money which will be raised will be used to replace certain short-term debt into slightly longer-term debt so that, you know, there is continuity of cash flows available for better periods of time.
Okay. And the last question. So, and the total NHAI claim that we expect? Of course, not the period, but the claim amount.
With respect to arbitration, because arbitration is still on, certain arbitrations are still on, and conciliation process is still also initiated. So we are still to see the results of the same.
Okay, and what? So the amount that we have asked for or the claim for?
So claims would be in the tune of approximately 1200 to 1500 crores.
Okay.
For all the five projects, of which couple of projects we have already settled, Bhandara and Dur.
Okay. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Including days, extension of days for certain projects.
Yeah, got it. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hari Kumar S., an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. My first question is regarding these assets held for sale. like for this timing difference, like do we get the interest or we recognize the income in our books, sir?
Timing difference from accounting purpose will be, there will be a carry on these transactions, but it will be recognized only at the time of final exchange of cash.
Okay, so we'll be recognizing the revenue in our books. That's all, sir?
No, it will be just in the consideration.
Oh, okay, okay, good, sir. Thank you. And second question, sir, this suburb obtained from Adani Road, sir, like how are the receivables? Are they secured, sir? Like payment, are they passed through or something like that?
See, Adani, we are doing two projects. One is Panagarh Palsit, which is a 1400 crores project, where we already completed around 400 crores. And we are getting payments in time. This is a BOT project for them. So loans have already been tied up and we are getting our payments in time.
Okay.
Also for the EPC project which we are doing for Navi Mumbai Airport, there also we are getting our payments in time.
And last question, sir, regarding this which order books, like what is the source of funds and the required capital, sir?
So, I think so from an order book perspective, the captive order book which is there, we have already communicated that total equity requirement for the balance is 197 crores. Otherwise, there is no other capital requirement, equity capital requirement.
Okay. Like going ahead, what is the expected quarterly toll collection, sir, run rate? Right? They are going to improve from here, sir?
So, it will continue to remain similar. So, last quarter, revenue was approximately 291 crores. And I think so, this quarter also, we should be approximately 300 crores.
Okay. There won't be any huge ramp-ups.
January has been a slightly better, but we have to see the whole year out. February again is another 3-4 days traffic short, 28 days kind of. So.
Okay, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akhilesh Babri, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Hello, sir. Please proceed. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Sir, my question is on this NTPC project. As you mentioned that ordering for modules will also begin soon. So is there any loss that you anticipate we will have to take on this project?
See, only on finalization of modules we'll be able to phrase, but as of now, prices are already coming to our target price. Only hit which may happen is the dollar fluctuation which has happened over the years.
Okay.
So we'll come to you by next quarter, it will be clear.
Yeah. Okay. And sir, on this transaction with KKR, just to understand, there is no major structural issue with this deal, right? Because it's getting extended, you have given some reasons. But you have no reason to believe that there were any risks to this deal.
No, as of now, there is no risk to the deal. Slowly, we are getting all the clearances. Though it is taking time, but all the clearances are getting in place.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikash Penarji, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, we are an individual investor, so we count a lot on the guidance that you give us. What has been disappointing is over the last so many months, every quarter we are given some new timelines for the deal closure, which largely impacts the overall kind of view that we have on the business or on the commentary that's given by the management. Even this quarter, you see a view that it will be closed by June, but possibility of second quarter, which is September. Sir, can you give us a view as to what is pending in concrete manner so that we know that only A or B or C is left, so that we don't keep asking the same questions every time? So that's a request. Because as an investor, we believe that you've been in business for 25, 30 years. You would have good visibility as to how much time should it take little disappointed on the fact that every time it's getting extended, sir.
Yeah, I fully agree with you. Even for us, our estimated timelines have gone beyond our estimation, and the reasons are completely beyond our control. Because all these deals need NOC from the employer, which is primarily NHAI. And NHAI has been doing, concession agreement, then model concession agreement, then there have been changes. So every time they have to come out with a circular for a specific agreement. Like Dankuni-Kharagpur was one project where pre-COD provisions were not there. So we had to get, though it was not affecting our cash flows, toll collections were there from day one, but COD as such has to be taken up. And unless we have complete 100% land, they were not giving COD. So we had to come to a settlement agreement where certain descope was done. Descope values were arrived. And we had to freeze the COD. After COD, the concession agreement stated till 2 years you cannot transfer 100% shareholding. Now, there was relaxation to be sought from NHAI. So NHAI came up with a circular of 1 year. So NHAI, while coming up with circular, came up with MCA agreements only. Now, unfortunately, Dankuni was a before the MCA agreements, model concession agreement. So again, we had to go back to board and request them to consider this also as part of their relaxation. So that process is now on. So this all is dealing with government, and definitely nobody will go out of concession agreement to help us. So it is taking time. Though the value is freezed, there is a carry cost. So there is a huge comfort which we are giving to investors. But actual deal is taking time because ease of doing in India still remains where it is.
Right, sir. So, sir, just again, a layman question. So, the delay that's happening, how does it impact we as investors and you as the company? The delay from an initial thought of, let's say, 6 months to now, let's say, 18 months, would we be at any loss or would it be neutral to us from a consideration perspective?
See, the loss is from the availability of cash and use of that cash. Otherwise, 1337 does has a carry cost till the end of the deal. That is up to September end. We'll still enjoy a carry cost. But if you say, is carry cost enough for a businesses which we do? No. If we get cash in hand, our equity returns will be much more.
Right, sir. Thank you. Thank you. So wish you luck, and we all count on you and your leadership to steer us through, get us good returns, sir.
Yeah, and to give you comfort, it's like, all our, we are trying to be pure EPC player, and we are, even our HAM projects portfolio is on advanced stage of sale. Our CGD, definitely before March, we'll be able to announce that. Jaora-Nayagaon is another typical case where governments may take a little more time because they have typical conditions in the concession agreement where delay may happen for NOC. Even claim settlement is what is insisted by NHAI and other parties before they give us an exit. So all this take a little more time than estimated, and it is not for us, but for almost all the players in the industry.
Right, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Narendra Samar from Samar Chemicals. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. And congratulations to Satish Tarik and management team for doing these wonderful results. Sir, my main question is that what is our debt reduction program, because that is the main killing our profit margin.
I didn't follow, sir. What did you say?
The debt reduction program. Because it's easily killing our profit margin.
Yeah, so on the consumer side, definitely we have a large debt, but which majorly is all pertaining to project funding. So these are direct project-based funding. As and when we monetize these assets, this will go off our balance sheet. They are still sufficient to take care of their own cash flows. They have no, they don't have a pressure on the ABS EPC business to fund them. So from that is one of the characteristics, except for one project, Sambal project, which typically has that problem. Otherwise, all projects are independent. As far as standalone debt is concerned, this is more related to the EPC business and the credit cycle in that business. We believe that as time goes by, this cycle will slightly reduce and this debt amount should go down in this couple of quarters.
Sir, our this is raw material prices has come down considerably. Then what is the reason that we are having such a constraint in the margin?
See, raw material prices have not come down. In fact, they have gone up in recent years. There has been some dip only in steel. Otherwise, cement and all have always remained high. So some of the projects and fuel is also very high. And some of the projects have been fixed price contracts. So most of the projects are passed through kind of.
And thank you, sir. Just final question that when the shareholder will be rewarded from the management, because patiently they are waiting everybody.
Could you just repeat?
When shareholders will be rewarded this year, because they are all waiting patiently with you.
Yeah.
See, as we said, the cash flows of company is expecting through monetization of these assets, which typically will throw a substantial cash in the ABS kitty. And apart from a few debt amounts, I think so there is a good opportunity to return capital to the investors to improve their EPS. So let's hope that this 23-24, somewhere in quarter 2, quarter 3, we'll be able to demonstrate something on that account.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yachna Bhatia, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. I wanted to find out the status of the 200 crores Kavach project that we had received from East Central Railways. If you could update on the current status of that. Hello?
Yeah, this is in the initial phase of its working. Though the project has started, so we are getting all the approvals of the OEMs.
So in particular, I wanted to understand that, you know, Indian Railways had approved only 3 players for Kavach. So my understanding was that you would need to go through a technology tie-up for that. Wanted to know how that
been completed.
Sorry?
We are in the process of tying up with one of them here.
Okay, so have you frozen on your technology partner yet?
No, we are in the negotiation with them.
Okay, okay. And is there a deadline to complete the thing?
Yeah, it's advanced stage of negotiations. So maybe by this March end, we'll be completing.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ashish Shah for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, sir, any closing comments from you?
Nothing significant. We are all, thank you. We thank everybody for joining the call and trying to understand what is our vision ahead. And we are available for any responses or replies or queries directly or through Stellar Investor Relations. Thank you.
Yeah, on behalf of Centrum Broking, we thank all the participants for attending the call and a thank you to the management for letting us host the call. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Centrum Broking Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.